We knew it was coming, but what about the way it happened and the defeat?
Yeah, you know, Crewe are a good side. They play nice football, attractive football. They're patient with the ball. And they were better than us today. You know, it wasn't just in possession. You know, out of possession, they worked very hard. You know, they pressed us. They got close to us, didn't allow us to play. And we were, you know, the opposite. We didn't keep the ball well enough. We didn't make options for each other well enough. And in order to get up the field and create opportunities, you need to be better at that. So for me, you know, especially for the youngsters, it was a lesson in respect of there's two sides of the game. And that is, you know, out of possession, you need to work hard when the ball breaks down. And in possession, you have to have better qualities. But, you know, nothing against my players. They've all been brilliant, so.
It isn't a one-man team, but Liam Kelly, the captain, and he leads by example. He was a big absentee.
Yeah, Liam, we had to have a scan on Liam's leg yesterday, on his calf, and he's got a slight pull on it. And it was one of them, you know, not we couldn't risk him. It was one, if you've got a slight strain there, you know, it's hard to play. So that was tough that he couldn't sort of play today because it was a big miss. So we had to, you know, thought of putting Teddy in there just to maybe secure things a little bit, make things a little bit more solid against an experienced team, because obviously our lack of experience always has been an issue. And then obviously losing Mickey Collins at half time because he couldn't see properly. I think he took a knock to the eye, and it was just too much of a risk to keep playing him. So I took the, I took it upon myself to take him off, and we had to deal with that second half.
Next week will be the fourth week that the players and the staff haven't been paid. How much as a factor has that been in what's happened now with the relegation?
Well, of course, you know, it's affected everybody at the club. There's no doubt about that. You know, it's a disappointing time when you're not being paid. It's some people deal with it in different ways, and it's just unsettled everybody. You know, people can't focus on their jobs properly, yeah, it's been tough. It's a big factor. You know, not the whole season's been a big factor of what's gone on. But the boys, like I said, the last few performances, they've got out on the pitch and they've put in some good performances that they've showed that they can play it, and they're young lads. Today just wasn't you know, if we look at the football, just wasn't their day. They didn't do things right to get a result.
I suppose if I was buying or selling a football club, I'd want to know what league they're going to be in next season. The fact that that's now been confirmed, could there be movement next season? Next week, rather?
I really, you know, if you're looking at it from that perspective, then definitely, you know, knowing what league a club's in does help. You know, you can then plan, I suppose, and look forward. So maybe now that it's just happened, maybe something will start to, some news will come out, some things will change. I don't know.
Have you heard anything at all? Have you spoken to the president?
No, not since the last time I spoke to you guys. That was the last time I spoke with him. You know, all I've, like I said before, I've tried to just focus on keeping the boys focused, because that's tough enough as it is, you know, getting them into training, getting them focused, getting them prepped for these games. Because, you know, you prep a whole week to come into a game on a Saturday, and sometimes we haven't been able to do that. So whatever opportunities we've had to get out there and just focus on football has probably helped them to forget about all the other problems. So just today, you know, we just didn't play well enough.
How hard is it going to be for the next two games with the fate now sealed?
Well, I'd like, you know, to be able to go and, you know, meet the chairman again and have a chat and see what the situation is. But, you know, we've got young players. They've been thrown at the deep end all season. But now the next two games could possibly be, you know, giving them two games just to, so we can go and work at some things and maybe just let them go and relax and enjoy their game, you know.
I was told that there were 36 scouts here for this game. The news is spreading just how good these youngsters are.
Well, that's nice. Nice to hear. And they are good. They are good players, and they wouldn't be playing first team football if they wasn't, you know, good enough. And although they've been thrown in at the deep end, if you like, they've all proved themselves. You know, they've all put in good performances on different games. And again, you know, you can look at it and, you know, I think inexperienced show today.
Finally for me, what about those supporters? Over 400, and they were singing at the end.
Yeah, they were brilliant, and I said it earlier. They've been brilliant, you know, since I've been in charge, and they've been brilliant, you know, all season. And, you know, that's what the club's about.